I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. As the store's owner, I want our clients treated with respect. I want our employees to have extensive product knowledge and be genuinely engaged with our clients. Our pricing is competitive, but our client attention is second to none. When considering a new car, consider Cherry Hill Volvo. Contact me directly. Relationships really do matter to us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Jersey, they've got some nonsense going on with not only legalizing marijuana, but of course also now with the spending priorities. Well, a guy I know very, very well, he is the creator and the founder, editor, chief guy over at SaveJersey.com, the number one source of conservative news, commentary, humor, and analysis. I want to welcome back to the program my buddy Matt Rooney. Hey, Matt, thanks for making time this morning. Good to have you on again.
I always have time for the head of the Zeoli Army.
I would hope so. We consider you an integral part of it on the Jersey side of the river defending us. So thank you for, you know, being there.
Hey, thanks for having me. Although I'm surprised that it doesn't get you on a watch list saying you have a Zeoli Army. It probably does.
Yeah, I haven't tried to get on an airplane in a year. I probably get stopped at the airport.
Yeah, drive.
You point out that there's a new program in New Jersey called Pot for Tots. This sounds fun.
Yeah, and I have to give a hat tip to my friend Jay Weber, who's an assemblyman up in North Jersey, which some of our Delaware Valley friends will know is New York. But I mean, you just can't make this stuff up, Rich. So for those who haven't been paying close attention, voters last year in our state voted to amend the Constitution to permit the sale of recreational marijuana, and it passed pretty handily. But Murphy, our governor, and the Democrat legislature, because the Democrats control all the branches of government here in New Jersey, haven't been able to actually agree to the implementation legislation to get all this done. And the big hang-up was what they call the cleanup bill, which would figure out what's going to happen when somebody underage gets caught with marijuana. Well, the genius solution they came up with the other day was to de facto legalize drinking and using marijuana under the age of 21. What does that mean? That means that now there's only a warning system. So if you're down at the Jersey Shore this summer and there's a bunch of kids that are in high school, 16, 17, we're not even talking about an adult under age 20 years old, we're talking about teenagers. If they're on the beach and they're smoking up and they're drinking up and they're listening to Springsteen, the police come along, they can issue them a written warning. They can't arrest them. They can't really do anything else. If the police officers violate these regulations, they can actually be charged with a crime. And this is the one that really gets me. At the first warning, they can't tell the parents. So Governor Murphy has not only completely disempowered our police officers to keep us safe, to keep our kids safe, to be able to do their jobs, but you now no longer have any agency over your child if they're engaging in what I think most of us would agree is a pretty reckless behavior at age 15, even if you think an adult should be able to smoke marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Look, I'm not a fan of having these kids arrested and then having records and everything else, but you need to involve the parents the first time, because what if there's a bigger problem at play here? If my son at 16 is caught drinking on a beach and listening to Springsteen, by the way, so it's a double slap, I need to know about it right away so I can potentially deal with it and find out if there's a bigger problem going on here.
Well, that's exactly right, because we all know how something like marijuana works. There are many people that will use it. We went to high school with them. They grew up. They became accountants. They're doing perfectly fine. But there's some kids who are going to start drinking, and they're going to start using marijuana in high school, and it's going to create a spiral. I also think, Rich, something that hasn't really gotten enough attention you know, we all know that the Democrat Party is becoming increasingly radicalized. Radical Democrats run New Jersey. And we all know that they're not fans of our police. They don't respect our police. They think the police are a bad thing. They'd defund them if they could get away with it. And you're going to now create a culture of young kids who now have no reason to respect the police. Because when the police come upon them and they're engaging in some kind of objectively dangerous behavior for minors, they can rightly say, go ahead, issue me a warning. What do I care? There's no consequences. So it's going to have impacts even beyond the obvious stuff. It's really a dumb idea, and it's an example of wokeness run amok.
Yeah, well said, Matt Rooney. Matt Rooney is with me. He's a lawyer at Jersey Legal, and he's also the founder of Save Jersey, which is the must-read site for conservative news and opinions with a Jersey edge, and I'm glad he's here. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. But look, everything that's going on in New Jersey right now with King Philip the Unaccountable blows my mind. Yesterday was his budget address. I know you watched it. I know that you have some thoughts on it. What's going on in New Jersey under Phil Murphy in terms of the spending now?
It's always been out of control, but it's the way I like to put it, it depends on how fast we're speeding towards the cliff. When you've got a governor like Chris Christie, who love or hate him, he can at least do math. We're maybe only going towards the cliff at 10 miles per hour because he's able to push back against the Democrat legislature. When you got a quasi-socialist like Phil Murphy, we're speeding 80 miles per hour like an action movie. And that's what we've got going on right here. But what people really need to focus on at the moment, Rich, especially if they're a voter that's going to be casting a ballot in this year's gubernatorial election, because Murphy's on the ballot. He pulled a little creative accounting. He's pushing this message, this angle, this theme that he's not raising taxes this year, which, of course, any politician would love to be able to say when they're actually going to be subjected to the voter's judgment. But it's nonsense. The reason he's able to get away with it this year is because he borrowed a bunch of money last year, which is obviously putting debt on the shoulders of our kids and future generations that he didn't end up needing. And many of us pointed out that it was premature. You might not need this money. The pandemic may not last as long or be as terrible as you're saying it is. Why are we going to borrow money before we know we needed it? Well, he borrowed it. And now, lo and behold, we were right. It wasn't needed. And so essentially, we are just still coasting on this cash that we're going to be paying interest on for a long, long time. So what's going to happen? Phil Murphy may get reelected. I hope not. But if he does, taxes are going to go up next year when he's safely reelected.
I mean, this is creative accounting of the highest ordeal here. I mean, you got to, in some ways, give the guy credit for being able to try to pull this snow job on people. I'm amazed by it. But then again, nothing with him surprises me, Matt. He's continuing to extend his executive powers. He's now using the variance as the excuse to keep all these various restrictions in place on restaurants and bars and gatherings. Murphy is a power hungry guy. There's no doubt about it, in my opinion. And he plays a lot of games here with the voters. I think probably in some ways the best thing for New Jersey is the fact that he is up for re-election, because otherwise I think we'd be operating like California right now in terms of lockdowns. He's only giving the peasants privileges because he's up on the ballot, and that's about it.
Oh, you nailed it. And that's what we've been trying to get the word out about at Save Jersey. Listen, he's going to begin to give you some of your God-given rights back, your constitutionally protected rights. He's going to allow the peasants to wander a little further from the estate in their off hours. But who the heck is he to tell you how many people you can fit inside a church, or where you could take a walk, or whether your business is allowed to make a profit? And, you know, again, it impacts us at every single level, because we are still paying the highest property taxes in the country. We're now on average eclipsing $9,000 per household, $9,000 in property taxes. And I know you have Governor Christie on a lot. This budget is $10 billion larger than Chris Christie's last budget. It wasn't that long ago Chris Christie was governor. It was only 4 years ago. So that's there insane. Are real-world consequences of this guy's power trip. It's not a mistake. He is a hardcore socialist. The age of JFK and Truman is long since gone. This guy believes that it is his right and his, not his privilege, his right to tell us how we should run our lives, how we should operate our businesses, when it's okay to do this, when it's okay to do that. So if you believe that that's an acceptable form of government, that we work for them and not the other way around, I guess you can just stick with the status quo. But if you find that as abhorrent as I do, you got to make a better choice in November.
Matt, I tell you, I mean this. Your site is awesome. Save Jersey is great. You got to check it out, savejersey.com. It's terrific. Sign up for their alerts. Follow them on Twitter and follow Matt on Twitter too, at Matt Rooney NJ. Hey, brother, thank you. I really appreciate it. Great job as always. Keep up the good fight for us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rich. Stay well.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.